Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bringing complete strangers together through inappropriate comments and grammatical errors. It's Misconnections with Ryan and Michelle on FM 100.
We're kicking things off this week at Fresh Market. It's Blonde and Scrubs at Fresh Market this afternoon in Memphis. You looked so sweet. We kinda said hi, but that was it. And that's all there is. That's the misconnection.
That's all there is?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get much out of that. We need more detail.
I know. It's like, you were good looking. We kind of said hi, but then we didn't. I mean, Is that really a misconnection if you were just kind of said hi? Or
I don't know. Well, good luck trying to find your connection. We need more than that.
I think that was a stretch.
Maybe. Maybe it was a dream. But you can dream. It's okay to be dreaming healthy, right?
It is.
Okay, I'm going to move on from that. I don't know. Post office now on Erin Drive. You have blondish curly hair and wear glasses. You are with a guy at the post office on Erin Drive. You are the best in Memphis. I wanted you to know that, and I want you very badly. This isn't my area of expertise, so if you see this, just reach out here. Hey, gave him the title of best in Memphis. That's a very strong title.
What, the best blonde in Memphis?
Best blondish curly hair person wearing glasses in Memphis, I guess.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that's a first award.
Yeah.
To whoever this is, you're the first one to ever get it.
Congrats.
Next, we're going to Walmart. Camo spandex girl. I saw you when I was leaving Walmart, and you had on camo spandex. I would like to get to know you. I too am a fan of camo, especially when you're the one wearing it.
I was waiting for that. I was like, is it going to go there or not?
But think about it. I mean, if she's wearing camouflage, will he even be able to see her?
See, I get you're trying to be funny, but I'm going to be serious for a minute.
I have some friends of mine, they're hunters. I'm like, okay, you're wearing that camo, but I can still see you. And I know the deers can too.
I feel like camo makes you stick out.
You do?
I've always felt that way about camo. Maybe not in the woods, but when you're out in public wearing it, I'm like, camo, 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 camo.
Speaking of camo, I just ordered some camouflage or camo, whatever you want to call them, sweatpants.
Okay, that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day.
I love camo sweatpants.
We are going to the dermatology nurse. Doesn't say which dermatologist office, so hopefully there's enough description here. You led me to my exam room this afternoon, which was January 11th. Of course I'm too old for you, but wow, you looked so good in those scrubs. I made a joke after you took my picture with that iPad. If you think you know who I am, any interest in getting to know one another?
Okay, I'm having a really bad thought about what the joke was for the picture of the iPad that I'm going to keep to myself, because I'm sure you have one, Ryan, that will ruin the connection.
Well, actually, I'm just thinking about all these people that get to wear scrubs all the time. Scrubs are kind of like professional pajamas that, you know, picture everybody who wears scrubs if they were in their own pajamas, how funny that would be. But actually, I would love to have a job where we wear scrubs because you can just wear them all the time and nobody will judge you, right? Professional pajamas. You can wear them out in public. You can sleep in them. You can just wear them all the time and everybody thinks you're a doctor.
I would love to know how people who actually have to wear them every day feel about that.
I'm sure they like it.